Hello and welcome to the Gua Sha Show, helping you get the best results out of Gua Sha and Eastern medicine for the face and the body. I'm your host, Clive Whittam, and every week we explore the world of Gua Sha to help you use and understand this great technique with research and stories and guests and useful tips. So let's get straight into this episode and let's look at the magic of Gua Sha. Hello, and here I am again in episode 7 of the second season of the Gua Sha Show podcast. And today we're exploring how special, how profound, how transforming, and essentially how revolutionary Gua Sha really is. And I mean Gua Sha when used anywhere, on the body and on the face, for beauty and for health. So just to be clear, I'm talking about that scraping you might do on someone's back, which causes those red marks of Sha to appear. And I'm talking about those gentle sweeping motions that you do on the face to improve your physical appearance. It isn't what it's made out to be. You aren't just doing those dragging motions on the skin surface. You're doing so much more. You'll never really get this though, if you don't go past all the hot air about Gua Sha and facial Gua Sha, the half-truths, or inventions, or the pseudo-experts, and some of the supposed experts, perpetuating a false narrative which either isn't really Chinese medicine when seen in terms of the Huangdi Neijing, which is the original text of Chinese medicine, or it isn't really Gua Sha. It's a hybrid with another manual therapy which is brought over from another professional therapy. Let me start straight off by telling you that I pretty much cut myself off from whatever anyone else was doing with Gua Sha for many years. The best part of a decade, actually. This was most of the time I had my clinic in Malia in North Africa. And in fact, while I often look at research coming out of China and other countries, I still know very, very little about how exactly other people use Gua Sha on the face and the body. Occasionally people tell me, or I come across something, and then I realise just how different what I do really is. Sure, if you see me scraping the skin with a Gua Sha tool, you might think that what I do must be the same as other people scraping the skin with a Gua Sha tool. But I have something that others don't. A whole unifying concept of what I'm doing, how I'm doing it, and what happens after I've done it, based on a fundamental understanding of the natural world and thoroughly rooted in natural science. The binding ecological theories of the ancient Chinese lend a spectacularly elegant approach to Gua Sha, which is at times jaw-droppingly beautiful, and at others dizzyingly profound. And I gave this approach to Gua Sha a name, and it's called Ecology in Motion. And this is where I am, knee-deep in these ideas when I do Gua Sha. And this affects everything from the fine technique to how you broadly approach an issue which needs treatment. Just think about it for a moment. When you do what the ancient Chinese did and base your understanding on the natural world, on things we can see and test and measure, the imagined mystery of what you're doing fades away. In this way, it's as real as a gentle breeze on your face. If you want to really understand the body, look at nature. We don't stand apart from it, we are it. And it's not some theoretical abstract. For understanding Gua Sha, we need to know how water flows down a mountain. We need to know how plants develop from a seed, and we need to know how our environment affects us. It's no exaggeration that if you want to understand the Chinese medicine principles behind Gua Sha, go and look at nature. One of the things I noticed over the years in my clinic was that there was something special about the technique of Gua Sha that changed certain illnesses and certain conditions which had a very chronic nature to them. So most of the time I was in North Africa, the clinic I was running was a chronic illness clinic, and people came there with all kinds of kind of long-term chronic illnesses. And this is where I really started noticing that Gua Sha was doing something more than just scraping on the skin. There was an action happening within the body which was making some fairly profound changes. At that time, I didn't have a clear understanding of exactly what that was, but it was clear there was something there. And it was just a matter of time before I started to really work out what that was. Now, this might appear surprising, but I never took a single class in gua sha or facial gua sha in my life. Not one. I saw it in hospitals when I was in China, but no one taught me. No one gave me the limits to say, you can't go there, or this is the way it is and not this other way. This meant that I had total freedom in my clinic, and as I had a lot of people I treated daily, I was able to experiment with gua sha. And I'd be thinking, would it be better if I did this? And then tried it, and it's, maybe not. And how about if I did that? Yeah, this really works. And so in this way, I was able to test out things that normally people don't test out. And as an acupuncturist, I'd learn something and then think, I wonder if I can apply that same thing to gua sha. And then, of course, I tried it. And this went on and on. And out of the clinic came my 5 books. Incidentally, I have a new book coming out early next year called Self-Healing with Chinese Medicine, which shows how to treat a whole range of illnesses with gua sha, and also diet and foot soaks and stretches and many other really useful things. I also explain in some detail about ecology in motion and the whole idea of an ecological approach to healing. And anyway, that will be published in the United States in February next year and the rest of the world a few weeks after that. So look out for that. Now, one thing that I don't do is that I don't train ecology in motion facial gua sha teachers. People ask me all the time if they can join my facial gua sha teacher training course, but I tell them I don't have one. That's not how it works. If it were that easy to be a teacher of ecology in motion, then what I would pass on to you would have less validity. In my world of ecology in motion gua sha, it should be hard to be a teacher. I didn't start teaching until I'd been doing gua sha for 18 years, and I still only understand a fraction of what I want to. You will, however, find me training teachers through the gua sha project. But that's part of something different. That's part of the global gua sha vision, where communities take ownership of knowledge for the betterment of their health and wellness. And they use specific knowledge to train others in their community, who then in turn teach others. And for this, they pass on knowledge about gua sha, which as a treatment therapy, it excels at. So for example, things like helping to ease febrile conditions when you have a fever to bring out the heat, for chest tightness, especially when there's something happening in the lungs when there's a buildup of phlegm, for example, and alleviating digestive discomfort with treatment on your back. Now, this wider application of gua sha that can be used at home with a targeted training has a very important role to play within the home and community setting. And this is all part of the revolution I talk about with gua sha. So I used to have little confidence in what I had developed and kept it to myself for a long time, the presumption being that surely everyone must be doing this, right? Right? But slowly it dawned on me that maybe they're not. And as time went on, I realized they're definitely not. And then I started to hear things that I didn't think were actually true. And so I dragged myself out of hiding and started to talk and started to teach. And now you'll find me turning up in random cities to teach classes. And if I come anywhere near you and you're able to, don't hesitate to come and join me. It's not something that's going to happen a great deal. And with gua sha, if I can physically show you how to do it, it's so much easier to help you learn. So I know that I'm coming from another direction from everyone else. and I don't want to be misunderstood. My approach to Gua Sha is not to put people down and to be negative, telling them that they're wrong. This can be a pastime for some professional therapists, and it often appears not to be a healthy, thriving way to approach life. And after all, there are many things that people do which help other people, whether you agree with what they're doing or you don't. Rather than focusing on any perceived fault of the actions of others, I'd like to shine a light the other way round, to me, and where I'm standing instead. Because that's where I want you to be. I want you to not just be lying on your bed looking at the ceiling, but to go past that and up to the stars in space, floating in the universe, and then understanding what this means for Gua Sha. I want you to not just be in your garden or local park looking at the flowers, but I want you to be in the deepest forest, marveling at the mycelium roots underfoot and understanding what this really means for facial Gua Sha. And yes, these are metaphors, and I'm trying to tell you that the thing you have with Gua Sha may be fine, but I'm shining the light on this to show you that this thing can be more than fine. It can be life-changing in understanding. These are the ideas that make me excited to work. It opens so many other doors, not only within Gua Sha, but health and beauty, and for many people, actually helps them understand the whole meaning of life. It's that big. So you'll hear me talk about the revolutionary nature of ecology in motion Gua Sha. The reason for this is that it has its foundations in nature-based medicine. Now, nature-based medicine is the realization of ancient Chinese medical and philosophical ideas, which allow us to look at the body in a different way to normal. It allows us to see patterns and motions which we can clearly see in the natural world and apply the same patterns and motions to how the body works, because everything in life is subject to these same patterns. And when you use this lens to look at your body and your face, something magical happens. Now, just go outside. Go find a leaf that's fallen from a plant or a tree. Pick it up. Take a closer look at the veining pattern and the shapes on the leaf. It should look familiar to you. This is because you've seen it before. You've seen it in the shape of rivers. You've seen it in the shape of trees. It's in the close-up of any image of your eyes. You've seen it in blood vessels. You've even seen it in images of lightning strikes. And believe it or not, in that one little leaf that you've got in your hands, you have a complete explanation of the patterns of the body, the universe, and exactly how Gua Sha and facial Gua Sha work. It's something which is both extremely simple and infinitely complicated. When you start to get these motion ideas from the natural world, things start to make sense. For the face, you can suddenly understand the deep connections which have led your face to look like it does. You can suddenly see what beauty is and how it can be elicited with Gua Sha. For your body, you can realize the motions and the patterns of plants to see how your muscle connections work and how affecting the fascia can make changes. You can see how the natural circulation patterns of trees and rivers can illuminate those of your body. And this is where all the magic is. This is where everything gets good. This is where the revolution is. So next time you do Gua Sha, spare a thought for what you're really doing. Not just to the skin or the fascia or the muscles, the blood flow, but the whole ecosystem of your body and the natural features within it. So that's it for episode 7 of The Gua Sha Show. Make sure you check out my live shows in the US and in Spain. And you can find those at clivewhittam.com. And the online courses in Ecology in Motion Gua Sha and Ecology in Motion Facial Gua Sha at Komorabi Institute. All of the links and the transcript are in the show notes. So I'll speak to you again next time. Thank you for listening to this podcast. You can check out the show notes at clivewittam.com/Gua Sha Show. You'll also find loads of free videos and information. And if you need more help with Gua Sha, definitely check out my online courses at the Komorebi Institute. I'll include the link in the show notes too. Talk to you soon.